So every Sunday morning we come together to worship Jesus. That's what we are about. This week, or of late rather, I've been meditating on this dream city of God that is described in Revelation 21. And one of the descriptions is that it has, the walls are called salvation and they are high. Okay, so you're covered. We are always covered in salvation. There's no accuse of the enemy that comes that can penetrate the walls of salvation. And that's where we live. And we enter through these ever open gates of praise. Okay, but sometimes we can run out of praise. Has that ever happened to you? Because your life gets busy, life gets, you know, difficult, or sometimes life gets easy and, you know, we run out of praise. But that's when we start feeling vulnerable. What we want to remind ourselves of this morning is that these gates are ever open. The gates to the presence of God are always open for us, and those gates are praise. Okay, so what do we praise? We praise Jesus, who He is and what He has done. So, who is He? Colossians 1:15-20 says that He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers, authorities, and goes on to say, describe this amazing Jesus that we worship. And then what has He done? In Matthew 11, 2-6, John asks, like, what is happening with Jesus? Is He really the Messiah that we've been waiting for? And the report goes back to him saying, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Okay, let's not be offended by Jesus this morning. Let's praise Him. Okay, the gates are open. So are you ready to praise Him this morning? Yeah, let's get together then.
Just get out of my day. Stay in God's presence. You know, we're singing about the faithfulness of God. We live in an unfaithful world. Husbands can leave their wives. Wives can leave their husbands. Children can abandon parents. Parents can disown children. Friends can betray one another. That's the world out there. But we worship an amazing God who is faithful to the end. Exodus 34 says, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, a merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.'" Wow, this is the amazing God we worship. He's faithful to the end. He will never leave you or forsake you when you trust in him. Just this morning, I was speaking to a friend and he told me that his sister got a divorce. They were together for 13 days. That's it. All right. And then he went to another country. And after 4 months, the marriage ended. Yeah. And there is pain. There is sorrow in this world. Maybe you're one of these people. You've been betrayed. You've been, you're saying, "I can't trust anybody. You know, is there a friend I can rely on? Even my brothers and sisters are not for me, or my parents." But I want to tell you this morning that there is a God who is faithful. His name is Jesus. His name is faithful and true, and he will be with you to the end.
Thank you. Thank you. King of kings, he is the glory. Jeremiah 31:2 says, thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest. So the verse says the people who survived the sword found grace in wilderness. So it's always in the wilderness you find grace. So if you feel you are in the wilderness, it's there you will find grace.